Hello, humans. Welcome to Audio Face, an irreverent podcast about music, news, and culture that mostly matters. I am Sean.
I'm Dan.
Petting a floofy cat.
Mochi Industries.
So it should be relatively short because there wasn't too much this week. We have two albums, one from Sarface meets Ghostface, and
Uncle Rap is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Super here. And then Helium by Homeshake.
Hipsters are here.
Oh my god. And we got two singles that are interesting.
That inspire emotions. The first is, this one's been blowing up online on the internet very much so. It's called Tatiana, and everyone's heard it, and everyone's memeing it, and
I've never heard of it, because I'm always, you know, trying to stay away from...
Because Sean lives in a hole, divorced from much of the internet at most of the time.
I purposefully do this.
Yeah.
Because I don't do World Star.
Tatiana is a song by Blue Crip, originally. It came out late last year, and the point of the year where we basically just stopped reviewing things. If we did normal Audio Face episodes, then this probably would have come out the week that I Am Greater Than I Was came out.
Yeah, yeah.
But we wouldn't have come across it, because, like, why? But, recently there have been, like, a lot of remixes that have been done.
The remix was Cardi B.
Did a remix of it, and as usual, Cardi B, like, sort of redeems the song, but still it's very much, like, everything that we were kind of sick of.
Everything I fucking hate about rap, trap, music, everything in general, is in that song.
Yeah.
Everything I hate about it. So, all of the elusive themes of drugs, money, abuse, all the shit that we have been chiming about on Audio Face since the dawn of the goddamn podcast is in that song. So do yourself a favor and don't pay any attention to it. And that's a whole greater thing of memes becoming real music. Quote unquote real music, but that's a discussion.
Well, it's more like memes propelling music into more popularity than it might have deserved without it being meme worthy. Because you can make anything into a meme if you just like sort of run with it.
Right, so Rex Orange County, everybody's favorite fake Orange County ass hipster. not from Southern California, not from Newport Beach, Rex Orange County.
Although, probably like Orange County is now, probably a liberal, probably progressive, probably leftist.
I highly doubt that, but okay.
Yeah, he probably does not listen to young Kyle Kalinske, David Pakman progressive voice.
I was about to say, he doesn't do the young David Pakman Sam Cedar route. He doesn't go in. He doesn't go down. It's like, I'm going to watch a 3-hour Tarka Lee video.
Hashtag
right
Dave
now.
Rubin, debate me, coward.
Dude, seriously. I will pay good money to see that.
Anyways,
ass whooping.
Rex Orange County's song New House was just sort of like his same sort of Wretch Orange County-ness in which to say, honestly,
bland.
Fairly bland and dry.
Super bland. Like, nothing great. So the two singles this week were Shitty and Bland. So now we're going on to some stories. And just like how Bush W waved at Stevie Wonder and got scared at Chinese doors, Cardi B thanks Tom Petty for congratulatory Grammy flowers.
Too bad he's dead.
He died in October of 17.
He did. Amen.
I remember we talked about it, and Cardi B done fucked up. He's like, thank you, Tom Petty,
for the
flowers.
Have we really had a podcast for that long?
We started May 17, and there's the lost episode of March 17.
Yeah, you're totally right.
The lost episode of literally Charlamagne Is We Live. Well, that was a disaster. That's when Damn came out by Kendrick Lamar.
Good times.
So that's what we saw Radiohead, man.
But yeah, over this, Cardi B deleted her Instagram.
Wait, really? This is the reason why she deleted her Instagram?
Actually, I'm not sure what it was, but it just happened to go that she received a lot of flack because Invasion of Privacy won Best Rap Album at the Grammys, but it seemed to be the Grammys has happened. I mean, it's totally fine. I think the album was, like, of trap, definitely the best trap album that was probably produced of last year. And of rap, probably one of the top rap albums that was produced. Not necessarily what I agreed with in the Audio Face Awards, but, like, I could see that argument's totally fine.
We did like it, but we thought that other ones were better. But it's not... it was still sort of not that, worthy in a way.
We still sort of think that Trap is lacking largely in, like...
But I mean, she bad.
She bad. She bad.
Is this fuck...
What you bad? What you bad? What you sad? I have got to be Charizard, dude. This is really real right now.
Professional podcast, my ass.
Twilin Savage been released on Bond.
Jesus. Yeah. So, and he also did an interview with like.
Yeah, Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. That's
did you see that
ABC shit? I watched it a little bit, and he goes, "Yeah, man, they were like targeting me." And
yeah,
he
yeah.
Came out, I was like, "We got Savage."
So that's so. His legal counsel is starting to make the argument that
he was hella targeted.
That 21 Savage was targeted, and
we caught Savage. That's
yeah,
rough.
That was the quote that Savage said that ICE had when they caught him, and I think that as Savage's legal team, you want to make the best argument possible that your case is as egregious as possible, so mm-hmm. you get as much money as possible. I'm not trying to say anything special there. I'm just like that's how lawyers.
That's
work.
That's how lawyering works.
Yeah, you try to make your bet. You try to make your best case for, like, getting as much money as possible out of the settlement so you, like, all go home happy afterwards. But, in this case, they're trying to make the argument that, 21... is trying to make the argument that 21 Savage was particularly targeted because the Allot video
yeah.
came out, like, 4 days before that, and it has a reference specifically talking about ICE.
Yeah.
And that crisis. I don't think that anyone at ICE has their fingers on the pulse of trap music and trap culture. I don't think anyone at ICE listens to Audioface enough, quite frankly, to be able to justify. If you are, actually, please kill yourself. But I don't believe that anyone is on the pulse of music that intensely, so that you believe that.
I wish
you're
right there that we were recording video. I don't like recording video much, but I would just wish because I had a genuine reaction of, oh, okay, a legit, just a handbrake flying through my moonroof, just.
This is not a Kamala Harris podcast. We do not like cops here.
I mean, Kamala Harris is also, I smoked weed. I liked weed years before. Nah, I don't want to, no, it's not legalizing it.
Okay, that whole Snoop Dogg Tupac thing, that's bullshit.
It was so
No, it's bullshit. Like, the whole coverage around that was completely nonsense. Like, she was asked a different question, and they made it seem like she was asked a question that made it seem like she didn't understand when Snoop Dogg or Tupac came out, like she was faking. That's a totally different podcast at this point.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about the Snoop...
Actually, no, this is totally music-related, but, like, still.
I was saying, that wasn't... I wasn't talking about Snoop and that. It's that she supports weed now, but she didn't support weed before.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She's Hillary Clinton is what I'm saying.
It's not
Syndicate 23 Political Report.
Nevertheless.
She does like cops, though.
There was the argument that this is why we don't do podcasts late at night, because it just always ends up being a meandering disaster.
It's not even late.
It is.
It's 9 o'clock. That's not late. The latest one we did was 10:30, and that one was...
Rip-a-ray.
That's when it was like 13 minutes of bleep. Because I think that's when Little Pump happened.
At least this wasn't the podcast where like a threesome was happening behind me. Let's never forget.
That was rough.
But
I'm like, what was that noise? Nothing. I'm like, okay.
Anyways, so there's that argument. I'm not sure I fully buy it because I don't believe that like ICE had their finger on the pulse of like what was going on with like 21 Savage. Like, we're gonna make an example out of 21 Savage checks notes. But.
Nonetheless,
you know, he's going to pursue charges, and you know he's free for the time being.
Definitely can fucking do that,
as he absolutely should, because
# free 21 # jail 69.
# incarcerate 69. But we'll get to that.
So Sarface meets Ghostface yes. killer. 12 songs long.
It is
39 minutes long. Wow, 12. Okay, that was weird. Skit heavy, uncle rap heavy. This is with Sarface and Ghostface Killah, hence the Sarface meets Ghostface. Because we did Sarface meets Metalface last year, which was
almost the same time last year.
About the same time, the Migos timeline, as I like to say. Very uncle rappy. The first song, which is a skit back at Ringside, I go, oh my god, this straight sounds like a 2003 Doom skit right now, which I always like, but I go, it's. Feels rough, and then the first song comes, transitions off that face off, And it doesn't pick itself up after that. Right. And then the whole album is just fell flat like that for me. It wasn't horrible, but it was almost too similar to Czarface Meets Metal Face in the whole comic book style, which I know I get the style and everything, but it seems to be overdone to me. And it's like it had its place, it had its time back then, but now it's just, there's so many new things, so many different things you could be doing, especially in rap, that, I mean, look at what Doom has produced and has made with other artists.
Specifically for Bishop Nauru and Elevators.
Then, yeah, I mean, look how great that was. And then you just keep backtracking, Czarface keeps backtracking with it. So it felt a lot like last year's album, which I had almost the same exact gripes as I do now, which is just Uncle Rappy. It feels used, it feels old.
Yeah,
and I remember there's albums and stuff that can have that old time feel and it puts you in a different era, but it has to be updated, which is we've been hearing most of the year.
Yeah, it has to have an update, year, it has to have a spin, it has to feel like it's not trying to copy that era that necessarily was.
And that's what
I literally couldn't finish this because I was like, this feels pathetic. Mm-hmm. Like everything I was concerned about, like last year or a couple years ago, very early on into Audio Face. And I think actually Czarface Meets Metal Face was when I had this take.
Yeah.
When I said that in a perfect world, Doom never gets near a mic ever again and just produces for people and takes on like a godfather role where he helps younger people get up there, produces albums for them, teaches them the ropes,
pretty much,
tells them what to do and what not to do. And I think when he does that, he does well. But in any other context, it's just like sad to listen to and disgusting, honestly. Like, I think the best song or like the best song I got through to or close to was Czarcade 87. Speaking of Czar, bam, damn, puny human, you the least of my problems. We worldwide with it, you a regional squad. I just left a dame in Spain, yeah, I'm teaching abroad. When you be staring at your iPhone, police in a blog. I know you're thinking it's up, but what the fuck are you pursuing? Leave the mic alone, cause you don't know what you're doing. We're the one and two and I wreck and ruin. I crush rules like Russ Simmons and Rick Rubin. Coming for the loot up top, no recouping. The way they Which it felt like had a little bit of a different thing going on. It just felt like the most like a song. Like, it wasn't trying to emulate something from the past. Like, it wasn't trying to be skit.
That's what the whole album felt like to me. It felt like they were trying to mad villainy it.
It felt like they were trying to live in a time that had already passed, which it sucks because that's also a really strong metaphor for Uncle Rap in general. It's like you're trying to recuperate this event or this like type of vibe that existed only in the past and is no longer.
And especially it's such a nuanced sound that sound you can't really pick that sound up again, you know?
I mean, you can do it again. And the truth is, like, they did do it again, but the problem is it sounds so much like it that it's a copy, not an iteration. It's like you're doing it for the sake of, hey, remember this sound? It was great before, a long time ago. Don't you miss music that was exactly like that? Well, we made a bunch of music exactly like that. And we're going to continue making music exactly like that, because I guess old heads like listening to shit. But, like, it's ultimately just not, like, worth it.
No.
So, this week's arbitrary scale that we came up with a lot of thought in consideration, is Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thieves. Loosely referenced or inspired by A, a film called Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, B, a Radiohead song from the end of A Moon-Shaped Pool, and C, the fact that the FBI literally had to consider wearing a wire around the President of the United States. So, the more Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thieves you have to give the album, the worse it is, because the thieves, like the Kamala Harris, is a cop. And so, generally speaking, you don't want many. I would give this album 4 Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailors, because it's like 4 people are trying to get information and like trying to leak on you at the same time. It's not a good look. Clearly people don't like have good intentions or like good expectations of you. So
I was gonna say 4 as well, but I was trying to find that one Russian spy that's been in the news lately.
Maria Butina.
There we go. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, she's like Irrelevant, in my opinion.
I mean, that's literally the whole point, is it's something that's stupid that shouldn't be done, is that. That's her whole thing, and that's this whole thing. Why is my article not popping up? There we go.
Anyways.
My laptop is being weird. Justine Skye. She doubles down on the Sheck West abuse.
Yeah, this one hurts, because I was, like, kind of feeling Sheck West a little bit, especially late last year.
What didn't he...
Anyways, Skye...
He got big last year, though, right?
Yeah, out of Mo Bamba, another couple other songs. But anyways,
Skye told
Monday that Sheck West and his friends had allegedly stalked her while she was with her current friend, rapper Goldlink, another person that I like.
Goldlink goes hard.
And some friends claim that they attack her friend. "You're pathetic, Sheck, and you beat women. You hit your girl before me, and you'll do it again," she wrote on Twitter.
Damn. Freedom fighter, Justine over here.
Sheck West responded by saying, "I've chosen to remain silent until now out of respect for victims of actual victims of abuse, but I cannot stand by while lies repeatedly told about me. I never hit or beat any woman. I did not beat up or jump anybody." Then Justine Skye responded by saying, "I literally have footage of you jumping over the fence of my crib to attack me, Sheck. Your lies are even worse
than
disrespectful." And the video honestly doesn't show much. It just shows what apparently seems to be Sheck West jumping over a gate. But, like, that could be for any number of reasons, theoretically. That being said, if you want to make a sense of, oh, he has this pattern of... attacking or being like that, it's a little interesting. So at the very least, it's a very, like, dicey situation. But, it's definitely not a good look. I'll say that for sure.
Just reading the whole thing is just a giant mess.
Yeah.
I hate he shed, she shed shit, by the way, in general, with a burning passion.
Yeah.
Infuriates me.
It's just messy because it's not like you can get to any sort of like conclusion over this, but like it's sort of annoying. But either way, it's also usually you don't get into he said she said situations unless you're with someone who's super fucked up or you actually did something bad. And usually it's one over the other. Anyways, speaking of which, Deadmau5 has once again gotten his mouth into trouble. But honestly, I think a lot of media outlets reported this really shittily. Because here's the story. Deadmau5 is Twitch streaming, as he is wont to do.
He's been Twitch streaming since the platform began, actually.
Yeah.
He's been on it.
He's playing PUBG, he's talking, he's upset at someone,
Someone who's stream sniping, which is when you're following his stream on your laptop and you're playing the game so you can see his position and kill him.
Oh, right.
Which is such an asshole move. Like, you don't do that shit. Because PUBG's already hard enough, especially if you're playing a solo PUBG. It's a really fucking hard game to win at. So someone is doing that, and he got really pissed off.
He said, "Is that some fucking cocksucking stream sniper?" he said before... concluding the sentence with a homophobic slur, calling him the F word that ends in A-G.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then several news websites, including TMZ and EDM.com, picked up the story. And then Deadmau5 posted on Reddit apologizing. And his apology was, here's where the media, and I hate to do like the media type of arguments, but they sort of fucked it up. Some outlets reported the first half, and some outlets reported the second half of Deadmau5's like response. The first half was a pretty decent apology, where it's like, you know, Twitch has a double standard when it comes to censoring people and suspending people. We've had fun things, but I'm sort of sick of it. And the internet's full of shitty people. And it's bad. And so I'm kind of annoyed with it. So it seemed like he just wasn't remorseful over using the word. And Deadmau5 has gotten himself in shit in the past. Remember, he called this other DJ a bad word just last year. And so, like, and he had to apologize.
I started laughing at that one. Okay, that's rough.
And he had to apologize for that, too, because, like, I think he, like, said some sort of word, and the DJ he was insulting actually, like, fell into that sort of community inadvertently. And so Deadma has to go, like, okay, I'm sorry. My anger's clearly gotten the better of me, and I'll fix it. Clearly he didn't, because he got into that same mess literally less than 6 months later. And so the second half of that is an apology, more like, it wasn't meant to be towards a certain community. It was just meant a certain person, but clearly I'm being mean and I'm bad. But he also started blaming people in the media. And so it's always just like a bad response in general. Deadmau5 couldn't really leave it as like, I'm sorry, I apologize for this thing. It's more just like, I am upset, but also everyone's targeting me. And it's, I'm upset that people are upset at me, sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's annoying in general, but yeah. Whatever. I'm stuck at the sword I'm going to die on. But I hate, you already know my stance on PC culture. But whatever.
Yeah, I think...
Dude, push it back 6 years ago, get yourself in a Modern Warfare 2 lobby with 10-year-olds, and all these people who are screaming PC were probably the same people who were playing against me in Halo 2, teabagging me and saying a whole colorful dictionary of words.
I think,
bet
so...
You $20 for that.
You have a good point. I think, but A, you can grow out of that. And I think certain people should after a certain point. And Deadmau5 definitely should have grown out of that at a certain point. B, I think that this is a different like time now in that a lot of those like jokes that were sort of removed, like it seemed like we were removed from a lot of racism and a lot of anti-Semitism, at least if you were a 12-year-old kid. And now societally, it's not like that as much anymore. Like it seems like a lot more present and close to at least recent memory now, as opposed to being some weird thing that grandpappy used to talk about back in the day. So like there's a whole contextual difference to it. But I think even these like sort of roughly good critiques of it don't match the fact that Deadmau5 is just way too old for this shit. But let's meet in the middle and agree somewhere, Sean. Because while Free 21 is a thing that people are talking about that we largely agree with, we think that 69 actually deserves jail time.
Deserves
because it came out this week that
time.
Because 6ix9ine has decided to turn in trap music for singing, he might get some time off. Singing as in telling his complete cooperation, according to the U.S. Southern District Attorney of New York, in that he is rap snitching, telling all their business.
Dude, he's snitching
sitting in the court
hard.
And being a star witness. 6ix9ine is apparently giving prosecutors information that's so good, he is being offered to go into witness protection.
That means that's gotta be some heavy snitching.
Or either that or the prosecutors just really don't want him to make music that badly. They're just like, hey, we'll give you a secret identity if you just promise to not make music anymore.
I mean, yeah, just get rid of those, get rid of that pretty boy hair. Pretty boy fizzy. But
yeah,
you
have to re-dye his hair, undye his hair.
I at least want him to be in jail for an entire year just so he can get health inspected.
I want him and Cosby on the yard just so they can, you know, have a little bit of...
Dude, Cosby...
For the puttin' pops.
Cosby would last 2 months in jail. Is he in jail right now?
No, he just got released into the general vicinity.
He just did right now?
Yeah.
Hold on, Bill Cosby.
Anyways, Helium...
I can put this up right now.
No. Sean, this is bad. This is not related to music whatsoever. Right?
Oh my god, he's like tripling down.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby says he's a political prisoner.
He compared himself to Nelson Mandela the other day.
He's literally fucking crazy.
Imagine having that little shame.
Damn. He died. Live by the sword, die by the sword, my man. Jesus.
That is a very unfortunate use of phrase for Bill Cosby. But
he needs to die on that sword. He needs to get that sword just go.
He's going to die by something else in prison. Anyway, Home Shake are hipster as fuck. They released an album called Helium. It's 13 songs long.
It's
33
minutes. Thank God it's 33 minutes.
Thank God it's 33 minutes. What did you think about it?
Oh, it's so hipstery. It's one of those albums where you feel like somebody in a really run-down San Francisco apartment gets a MIDI controller and starts making music and listens to a lot of Mac DeMarco and smokes a shit ton of weed, God. Wears those weird hats and glasses and thinks they're edgy. I know 55 people off the top of my head that do that. And it sound all sound, and it's ironic, it all ends up sounding the fucking same.
I love Home Shake. I'm gonna come out right now and say that I've been listening to Home Shake at least since 2014.
I listened to their last album
and
it was okay.
Like, it's been consistently like very good and just like music I've just genuinely enjoyed. Like, it's not like super like high frills perfect or anything like that, but it's always been things that I've found to be incredibly like musically interesting, if that makes sense. Like, there's range and depth to it in a way where like I don't get that from listening to most of trap music or most of anything else.
Definitely trap. No, definitely not trap.
But you seem to be very much I'm not buying it. So
no, it's just it feels empty to me. It's the instrumentation and whatever, I'm blanking on the words, but the synthesizers and stuff in it, it just right. feels super empty to me. I know it's supposed to sound unfinished, it's supposed to be like a sound for it, but I've heard it so many other times with other hipster experimental artists and stuff that I've like that I've just heard of being in the scene, that I go, okay, I've heard other people do this.
I get it's you. Not, it's got
it's
this
not
like
special to me at all.
Airy hipster synth kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's just, I've heard it before, and it's not something that I enjoy much because it lacks depth to me. You don't need to put out something that has 35,000 things on it because I don't like that either. But to me, it's, you need to have a bit more substance to what you're making to me. Or else it just sounds too acoustic-y for me, or too hipster acoustic-y for me, which, because I genuinely don't like that music for the most part. I mean, that's my problem with a lot of folk music and stuff, too.
I get it. It can always sort of drone on at a certain point.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And that's what it sounded like to me. It was a lot like that.
Because for me, like, songs like All Night Long sort of sounded like it could have this almost 1975-y, yes, it has a lot of synth in the back, and it could be overwhelming, but, like, it provides sort of a soundscape there that I think is distinct and unique, at least in my view of that, but... I don't know. Did you like it at all, or did you like?
No, I can appreciate it for it. It's okay. That's what I said. It's okay. I just don't like this genre, and I don't think I'm ever going to. I've tried hard, but I just, not my thing.
Fair enough.
But I can appreciate it for the art. That's why I said I understand it's supposed to sound stripped down. It's supposed to be. That's the whole point of the art. But I just don't like it really. I just wish there was a little bit more stuff into it. Because I think you can do something with it. But, I mean, that's my problem with most folk. I mean, that's a lot of my problem.
I wouldn't call this folk.
But, no, I'm just saying, like, stuff like that in general. Stripped down things. But, yeah, it's okay. Not my favorite. I'm giving it a solid 5. 5 or 6.
No, that means it's worse than Starface.
Oh,
you're not right? Because worse.
Okay.
I give it...
3 or 2, then.
I give it 2 Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thieves.
Yeah, 2. I give it 2 Thieves. 2 or 3 Thieves. Because, again, I can appreciate the art, I can appreciate what it is, but it's just not my cup of tea. I don't know why none of my shit's loading right. There we go. Holy shit, okay.
Yes, this is...
That's wild. I don't remember reading this.
Yeah, this was not reported anywhere because no one cares to report it except TYT reported it, and I produce it because I produce a really important news show, and I'm an important person, and everyone should really realize that because I am and I exist. Therefore, anyways, this was a story that didn't get reported that much.
Slytherin, you're like 30, yeah, hardcore Slytherin.
This is an important news story that went undercovered, but there's a California rapper by the name of Willie Bo, who was in a Vallejo Taco Bell in a parking lot, and he was asleep in his car. Officers alleged that there was a gun on his lap, and they started shouting at him to wake him up, and they said that he lunged really quickly, and then that's when officers shot in all directions towards him, and he was killed in like by multiple bullets fired away.
A weapon. Yeah. I don't see it.
And so there's a lot of controversies. It's obviously like, I mean, if a person's asleep in a car in a parking lot and you are a cop, a bunch of police officers, and you yell at him to wake up and he like reacts and jolts up suddenly and then you shoot at him, like that's, I mean, not to be glib about this, but that's not playing fair.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
So yeah, obviously, because of the history of these things happening in the United States, how about that check, Kaepernick? People are obviously saying that this is another instance of police misconduct towards black people, and it's musically related in a sense, because it's a rapper who died, so there is that. Not many people talked about it, but it's there.
That's rough, man. That sucks. Well, don't fucking fall asleep at a Taco Bell. You might get shot.
Yeah, because that's obviously one's fault if one does that in America.
Apparently. It's real out here. So REM, my favorite Restless Eye Movement band.
Restless Eye Movement?
That's what REM stands for.
Oh. I did not know that.
It's when you're in deep sleep and your eyes are shut and your eyes are moving.
Ow.
That's when you're like deep sleep, when you're getting like good sleep, which I get once every month because I can't fucking sleep. REM, by the way, want to talk about true leftists? REM, they're like hardcore leftists. Like, I like them.
Well, they definitely are because they were upset, and I think we may have reported this, that they were upset that Trump
was using their shit.
Was using a song of theirs. Which happens all the time. With different artists, left and right.
But they got a copyright strike taken down from a Trump tweet, which is hilarious. For Everybody Hurts.
That's hilarious.
Which is, yeah, they silenced a Trump tweet, which I think is amazing to do. And it's funny as fuck.
Especially because Trump is now talking about, like, censoring Saturday Night Live, even in a joking way or, like, in a not serious way or in a Trump is stupid way.
And our REM's world leader pretend, Congress, media, ghost this faker. Love REM.
That's a very REM way of putting it. So the meme's fair use. I love the First Amendment. Meme away. But that takes nothing what a fraudulent calm man real Donald Trump is. Hashtag world leader pretend.
I mean, facts right there.
It's pretty woke.
Yeah, REM, they go hard.
So, we want to discuss something very quickly.
Yeah, this is interesting.
A quick discussion section, because we read this article. This came out, so the reason we bring this up is because next week, we're going to have some pretty interesting albums. There'll be Gary Clark Jr., there'll be Kalani. Kalani's dropping a mixtape next week, that'll be interesting. But we'll also have... apparently Offset's new album.
Not a Little Bitch Offset. Come on, get it right.
Not a Little Bitch Offset.
Thank you.
It's the beginning of the year, Sean, still.
No, February, he deserves, he needs that title.
It's Not a Little Bitch Offset.
Roses and she just pounds them roses and like, get the fuck out of my face.
Not a Little Bitch Offset's album that was supposed to release in December but didn't because he stuck his dick in the wrong place. And Lil Pump, whose album was supposed to release in August but he didn't release it because he stuck his dick in the wrong cell. So those albums are supposed to come out next week, and those albums are supposed to be kind of like the pinnacle of why is SoundCloud rap this bullshit rap. Not all SoundCloud rap is bullshit, but a lot of it
most of it.
Why is this coming to power? Why is it coming? And Vulture had an article that came out in December of 2018 we didn't have time to talk about because, you know, that's like when we were in the end of the year, we're doing court packing, awards, etc. But it's basically the gatekeepers of SoundCloud rap, which I would have titled this article, How You Manufacture a SoundCloud Rapper. Mm-hmm. Because they literally talk to industry insiders about what they call the Pump Plan. Literally named after Lil Pump.
Which is where you basically so sad.
Engineer a celebrity out of viral fame by causing them to do some stupid publicity stunt. Have them release literally some trash ass music.
And gets popular.
Robot video game beats. Get popular off of the viral thing. Tour, rinse, repeat.
And remember how I always say celebrity artists?
Yeah.
I've repeated that over and over and over
again. And this is something we've talked about not in a podcast form, but like we've talked about it for decades, and it's been around for decades because people have been noticing this for time immemorial. It's just happening again.
It's really bad, and it's fucking annoying. That's why I hate this genre, because it's utter trash, and I don't understand why people like it so much. I don't think I ever will.
It talks about I think one of the most striking parts of the article was we've talked about on Audio Face the morality between our fans supporting artists or encouraging artists who behave badly by buying their music. Are they supporting artists or standing what they are? And you can make an argument that they are, but like you can also make an argument that by streaming one person's song, it's such an incremental help or hurt to them that's not important.
I mean, that's the same argument as your vote not counting or some shit as well.
Yeah. I'm not going to like argue either way, but the arguments are
there. But I'm saying like it's kind of the same argument.
You're absolutely right. That's absolutely valid. I would actually agree with you in that like our line of debate. But it talks about how the record labels so much don't even care. They're just like, hey, it'll work out in the wash. We'll figure out how to like cover their legal fees. We don't care if they're in jail or whatever. For all we know, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
We can make more money off of this artist, and I'll say him because it's usually a male. We can make more money off of this artist, regardless of what crazy shit they've done, what abusive shit may be on the books or what they're accused of, because we think they'll make us money.
What they said in the article was that they had XXXTentacion was in jail, and they didn't know, but they still knew that they could make money off of, make a shit ton of money, and get this guy because he was just blowing up. But the charges weren't set and whatnot for his domestic abuse shit, and they go, okay, we don't know how bad it is, but it's worth the gamble without not knowing the extent of the crime or anything that was done, which I think is just absurd.
Yeah.
It's total bullshit.
And at that point...
Because to me, it's one of the things just in life in general where you don't hear somebody being on the fence of somebody who's in jail waiting on charges. Most of the time, they take the thing of, oh, take out right now. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, like, in no other case is like, you're applying for a job and that job finds out, oh, yeah,
waiting on charges.
No. Usually, if the job finds out you have a felony in your past... That thing can be 10 years behind you. Mm-hmm. If a job finds out about that and you're applying for a new place, mm-hmm. it's donezo. You're out of the system.
If you have a DUI and that was 20 years ago, there's a lot of things you can't do in life, too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Meanwhile, if you happen to be decent at Ableton or made a couple robot video game beats, but you've beaten your spouse so much that you're behind bars, it doesn't matter. Atlantic Records will still give you a phone call.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's literally pathetic.
It's absurd. That needs to stop.
And like you wonder how it all starts. It doesn't. Yes, it gets worse because people still like become fans of this music and support these artists.
Naturally.
And they do it not just out of ignorance. You say, oh well, maybe they don't know. Maybe they're not like all listening to Audio Face. They don't know all these details. But no, there are people who will understand all of XXXTentacion's accusations. They won't deny that he's been violent in the past. They'll just make excuses for him. Those people literally exist, and it's kind of ridiculous. But to see the record labels, who really have the real money and the real influence and the real say, and if these artists can even reach the mainstream, and they definitely encourage them a certain way, to show that they are really complicit in it is, you know, just sort of sad. And it's a context to have in mind when you hear Lil Pump's albums and it was Lil Pump's music when it comes out or whenever it comes out. And when you hear stories of like 6ix9ine, that 6ix9ine didn't need to exist, he didn't need to be big.
Doesn't,
His record labels enabled him. And that's sort of what we have to do and where we are with where we blame music. I mean, like, with where music is today. Like, that's who we have to blame.
And it's just, it's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... coughing. It's infuriating because there's so many different artists and stuff out there that are genuinely great people that aren't getting a platform because they're trying to do it, quote-unquote, the old way or a different way, and it's not... They're not going to blow up because...
And because that, they're not being bombastic. They're not being viral.
They're not being professional buffoons.
Yeah.
And not just being buffoons, it's now being, you're actually really shitty people and you're dangerous to your community and shit.
Yeah, like, is it too much to ask to say that I don't want to commit a crime in order for you to listen to my music?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. There's actually a lot of instances of a lot of things, not just music-wise, like sporting stuff. I don't want to cheat to win. I don't want to have to use performance-enhancing drugs to win and other things. Like, I don't want... Like, I want to be get to the Olympics without having to cheat. I mean, there's actually a lot of avenues and stuff in life that...
Yeah.
There's shit that keeps popping up.
You're absolutely right there. And, like, not to make this too political, but the NFL was literally willing to let spousal abusers get on the field before Colin Kaepernick.
They can fucking take quarter zone shots in a quarter. Like, God damn it. Fuck the NFL. So yeah. Much. Go watch hockey. They at least punch their abusers, except Patrick Kane, who really needs to get locked up.
And not just for 2 minutes.
No. He needs to get, like, a solid 6-year penalty.
He needs to get the 6-9-year penalty.
He needs to get the 69 incarceration penalty. And that's been all you Face Episode 84. Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you, real ones, for sticking it out through this episode.
Dan's Pottermore quiz. Be sure to follow us on all the social medias at AudioFacePod on Twitter, Instagram.
We read your YouTube comments. We read your Twitter tweets. We love the feedback.
You like my jokes, which I think is funny. Your Nickelback follow take me. What?
Your Nickelback take was strong.
I mean, they are the Nickelback of the 2010s. Follow me, Sean, SW Suarez on Twitter, Instagram.
Not like you use them.
I use Instagram. I don't fucking use Twitter. Follow Dan at Dan from the web.
Which Twitter, I use.
And Dan from the internet and Instagram.
If you follow me, I'm important.
Why does this guy live with me? Next week we have some interesting shit. We'll have some music recommendations in March sometime too, because it'll kind of take a lull, which is good Radiohead song.
We're going to have our usual audio face tradition, state of music genres conversation.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
I love that conversation.
Because we get to just go through the genres really fast and go like, okay, this is what we liked from the previous year.
Interesting.
This is what we didn't like. What are we looking forward to? And it really kind of sets the tone for the next sort of year as to what we're looking forward to. Because this is what we're kind of gonna rank 2019 on as a year in music. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely gonna wanna stick with that. That's gonna make the rest of the year even more interesting to listen to, not just as an audio-based listener, but as a consumer of music, because we just want to do that for you, wonderful people who listen to the podcast and rate it and review it, especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
We will talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Cheers. Goodbye.
It'd be interesting to see what your Patronus is, too. Like, it tells you all the shit. So, we're gonna... So, we're recording right now, correct?
Hold on. Yeah, we are.
Okay. So, are you going to edit any of this?
As whatever comes out. If you want to start talking now, but make sure it's clean. That's what
clean,
she said.
Clean, pure, wholesome. That is what she said. did you get some tests? Did you get some tests?
Got the PDFs right here, son.
For those of you who are... of Harry Potter fans, because...
Neoliberals.
Whoa, all right.
Every person I've slept with who is a Harry Potter fan is a huge neoliberal.
See, I know communist Harry Potter fans. See, you gotta hang around different circles. You gotta get out of the neolibs.
Okay, so do I do the sorting hat or the sorting ceremony? No, the sorting hat. Ceremony. Whoa. Forrester... Okay.
Oh, yeah. So he's doing the Pottermore quiz because he needs to figure out what house he is. Oh, yeah, your Patronus, or?
No, just pick a cat. Four goblets are placed before you.
Oh, it's like the your carrier, the message carrier? Yeah, always a cat. Best be sure we got Ho Chi Minh and Chairman Lays One as our cats.
Well, there you go. Has to be the purple drink. What are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts?
I'm extreme slow.
Give me my phone. Katie is gonna like. Yeah, hold on. I'm so happy because I know you would be fucking Slytherin. Hold on. Okay, so Hufflepuff's about loyalty and shit, and Gryffindor is more courageous, tends to be more like leadership bound. Because as I joke, I'm the same Jon Snow, where we're both like, really don't want to be a fucking leader, but I have to do it. Slytherin are the people behind the scenes fucking shit up. Like, they're the ones who are, stir the pots, not necessarily in a bad way. But I mean, you can read all about it in there, like the traits and everything, but it's literally your personality.
Cunning, ambitious, resourceful,
cunning.
Shrewd.
That's the word I was thinking of, cunning, because that's honestly, like, that's a perfect word to describe you. That's me, like.
I'm not cunning.
In a way, you are, yeah.
I'm not, like, backstabby. Why are you looking at me like that? Having or showing skill in achieving one's ends by deceit or evasion. No, like, literally one of my favorite sayings is, quote, it's not illegal to avoid taxes, it's only illegal to evade them.
Jesus Christ. You just proved the point of that's, like, that's your house. That's just funny as fuck. Like, the sorting hat would come on, too, do like when you put Draco Malfoy, or even before it came onto your head, it should be, Slytherin, boom, it's like, just go, extreme Slytherin, like, you're
Why
gone.
Does that make me cunning? That just makes me correct.